Wakey, wakey, Central Coast. It's 2GO's Mandy and Akmal for breakfast.
Akmal, Sally, your last show.
Well, it's all our last show for now. For this year.
For this year.
We don't want to seem overly joyful because people may think we hate our job.
No, we don't. We love our job, but getting up at 4 a.m. is taxing after
taxing,
a while.
That's right.
But you know what? More importantly, the hail.
Oh, yeah.
The hailstorm that happened yesterday on the Central Coast was like Armageddon.
Well,
I mean, at my place, they were like tennis balls.
Tennis balls. You went up. You've upgraded. Because normally, all through the news, are the size of golf balls.
No. At my place, they were tennis balls.
It's like you know, Tiger Woods has died and he's playing golf. And,
in heaven.
And he's annoying us even in heaven. No.
It was pretty scary, I'm not going to lie.
In Wyong, Marty, ours were like the size of small pebbles, but I saw the picture of yours. It was huge.
So it took up the entire palm of my hand.
Yeah.
And it smashed my solar hot water on my roof, which I still haven't dealt with. But
yes, thank you, God. Was that your Christmas present? Thank you, Jesus.
My poor garden, my sunflowers. I've nurtured these sunflowers from seed.
Doesn't matter about the sunflowers.
I know.
How's the mango tree?
A mango tree got a battering.
Did it?
Yes, the mango tree got a battering. Anyway, plants are just plants. Mother Nature is Mother Nature. But I hope everyone's okay. And you know what? Just take care, everybody. Take care.
Yes. Just,
my car looks like a golf ball, by the way, with all the dimples in it.
Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah. Oh,
not the X-Trail.
Yeah, the X-Trail.
Not the X-Trail.
Do you think I'm going to fix it? No.
You know,
I'm going to leave it. It's just another little quirk of the X-E.
Because I am close to God and Jesus. Mm. My car was saved. Everyone else's car was destroyed.
Yeah, right.
And there was a light.
Shining around the Mercedes.
Around the Mercedes,
wow.
Yes. Sorry to, if you've had... People are listening to this game. My car got damaged.
What an idiot.
Shut up.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
So let's finish the year as...
Oh, we finished already?
No. Let's finish the year as we started it, Akmal.
I was going to say that went quickly.
No, not quite. No, we started the year with you and some pretty high-level people welcoming you to the Central Coast.
I've got some very powerful friends.
You certainly do. I mean, we learnt that over the 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
And one was a guy that made the news all through the year and really is probably one of the most powerful people in the Western world.
Sadly, he is. Yes. But he knows us and he's a big fan of the show. And that's him.
This is him.
Hello from the White House, the big, beautiful White House. And we intend to keep it that way. So you can imagine my disappointment when I heard that 2GO, a really great radio station I listen to regularly, which keeps me in touch with what's happening in the Central Coast, like that drop milkshake in Erin Affair the other day, that they had hired an announcer by the name of Akmal Saleh or something like that. He's obviously a foreigner, probably a terrorist. Is he being vetted even? I mean, what are they doing down there? Not only that, but he has his own breakfast show. Can you believe that? His own breakfast show. Look, anyway, I'm a very generous person. I'm a very forgiving person. I love humanity. So I'm going to give the kid a chance. He has a week to prove himself before I'm out of there. Oh, by the way, did you know that I am the first president in the history of the United States to run the country through a Twitter account? Let me just tweet that.
Mr. President, I will be tweeting that.
Too late. I just tweeted it.
That was big.
Oh, yeah. It's as big as they come. And,
it's huge. And look, I don't know whether he continued to listen because obviously he's a busy man.
He did?
He continued
to listen. He tried to ask me, what's the secret sound? I said, I don't know, Mr. President. I don't know. And he said, you're colluding.
Yeah.
You're colluding with Mandy and Widow. And
did he send the FBI after you?
Probably, yeah.
They're probably parked outside 2GO right now.
Well, they were parked out.
But you know what? I'd rather they be parked outside 2GO than anyone connected to this next guy, another powerful leader.
Yes.
Who, let's hear who it is.
Big fan of the show.
Attention, people of the Sentero Coast area, who are all within the range of one of my missiles, except for a few minor technical issues. So far in the past, I have not lowered myself to respond verbally to the West. I have chosen your radio station to go to receive all of my messages to the West because Akmal Saleh and his lady friend co-host have not yet offended me. But I digress. I want to wish you well with your new show, Akmal and Mandy. But just remember one thing. If you say something nice about Donald Trump, I will be sending a home delivery missile aimed at your transmission tower.
I think it's clear.
Only take 10 minutes.
There you go.
Oh, sorry.
Look, Kim that's Jong-un. Kim Jong-un.
I talked over Kim then.
You did talk over Kim. That's all right. You know, we're used to you talking inappropriately on this show. That's one thing we do. We have a lot of experience.
But not over the world leaders with nuclear capabilities.
Yeah, that's right. Funnily enough, though, the transmitter did get blown up on Wednesday night.
Yes.
So maybe Kim Jong-un actually had a hand in that.
Yes. It's very primitive, though. He did send it in February. Yeah. It just arrived.
Just took its time.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
Now, I've got some gifts for the team, some Christmas gifts.
Great.
Excellent, Widow. Excellent. Well done, you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Now, I thought what we'd do, because it's early and we can get away with things that are a little bit naughty at this time because the kids are still asleep.
Yeah.
I thought I'd give Big Gay Al, our producer, a present now because it's not really for kids. It's a private present, but I thought...
Private present? Well, on radio.
Yeah,
yes.
There you go. So, there you go. Happy Christmas, Al.
Can I guess what it is?
Maybe.
Is that a year subscription at Tinder? Because that would be perfect.
No, it's not a year subscription.
It usually comes in a box shaped in a...
Don't do that too much. You don't want to ruin it. Okay. Don't shake it. So okay. It's in a sort of a rectangular box. It's not huge.
I'm nervous.
Imagine if
you should be a little
imagine
bit
it opens
nervous.
Up. You're fired.
Oh, my God. I love this. It's my two favorite things in one.
Yes, it is.
Oh.
A willy. Oh.
Yeah.
That's also a candle. Is it also scented?
I don't know whether it's scented, but I know you love candles.
Hey,
I know
it will be.
Hey, do you want
me
to sniff it right now?
Oh, wow.
A scented, willy shaped candle.
Yeah, well, Al loves candles.
It's half-lasted as
hello,
well.
If you've just woken up and joined us. Our producer, Alan, is sniffing his penis.
Well, it's a candle, but candle it is in penis. The shape of a penis.
This now, is the greatest thing ever.
I thought it was quite funny because you do love your scented candles, right? Now, I've got a story behind this, right? So I went to the shop and I didn't intend to buy a penis candle. I intended to buy something else, but I saw it there and I thought, wow, I know someone who would really appreciate that candle. So I grabbed it and I was grabbing other stuff as well and I had a lot in my hands because I forgot.
I bet you did, yeah.
Well, I forgot to get one of those baskets, right? So I had a lot in my hands. And the candle...
That's the penis, by the way.
Oh, stop it, Al.
Oh, yeah.
I had it sort of resting on my arm, right, with the box, which has a picture of the penis candle on it.
You should have gone and had a photo with Santa, you and the penis.
Well, I should have. But anyway, I ran into one of my 18-year-old son's friends.
Uh-oh.
And I forgot that I was carrying this in my hand. And I went up to him, and he's quite a sort of shy guy.
Mm.
And I'm like talking away. I'm going, oh, what are you doing now that year 12's finished? Oh, you're working here. And I'm standing there, and I'm talking to him, and I'm having a great conversation. He's asking about my son, and I'm talking to him about...
Yeah.
And then I walk away
and
realise that I've had a penis candle in my arms the whole time.
Yeah, it's very, very embarrassing.
Very embarrassing. And I told my son, and he nearly died.
And, you know, but it is... It's very, very lifelike.
It is very lifelike.
But you know, once he starts, to light it, it won't take long before it's just a pole. You know, it's just a long pole thing.
When it melts, it's going to become.
Well, there'll be nothing left.
There'll be nothing left of it.
But at the top,
it's going to get smaller and smaller.
Yeah, but it won't take long before it's just before that little top bit that distinguishes it. From just a long...
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah. Right.
It's an obelisk.
Then it'll just be... Yeah, okay.
Yes. Don't
anyway,
try this at
Merry
home.
Merry Christmas, Al.
Thanks, doll. It feels very lifelike.
Yes.
Sizable as well.
Yes. It sounds
stop
like
it,
a...
Stop it.
When you light it up, and you can put it outside a Chinese restaurant...
2GO.
And call it the Burning Cock.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
As you know, I used to live in the Northern Rivers in Byron Bay area.
Yeah.
It's a strange place. It's different to anywhere else in Australia. There's some good things and some really strange things.
Mm-hmm.
Some odd things and it became even odder once I moved in.
Yeah, I think you brought the odd.
I bought the odd a bit. No, there were plenty of odd for years and years, but it's just people, you know, there's been a group of people who have recently moved in who are, can I say wankers?
Well, no. Probably shouldn't.
No, wankers is not acceptable.
No.
Idiots? Just say idiots.
But it doesn't really...
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Pretentious people?
Pretentious is a much better word than wankers. Come on. lift your game, Sally.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on. We're better than that, Sally.
So there's been a lot of people who are really wealthy and really pretentious, and it's been really hard. Like it's... So they whinge about everything.
Mm.
Everything, whether it's warranted or not.
Mm.
Anyway, the council have paid... this artist to build a monument or a statue.
Yeah, nice.
And it did cost 55 $55,000.
Yeah, but public art's important.
Yeah, 55 is not that much.
It's not that much.
They spend, it's right next to this art, piece of art, isn't it? Next to a $5.6 million roundabout. Man, that's a fancy roundabout.
That's an expensive roundabout.
Yeah, you'd want to take a few spins in it.
You would.
Just to get your money's worth. Just go, I'm going around this. I'm going for a drive to the roundabout.
I'll
be back.
Well, it's a good job that they're putting the monument there. They're the artwork, because then it signifies the importance of the roundabout.
Possibly, yeah. And you can have a drive around again to have a closer look at the artwork.
Correct.
But what they're complaining about is that it looks like a gigantic penis.
Right.
Can I say penis?
Well, yeah, okay.
So penis is all right?
Yeah, I mean, I prefer Willy or Donger or something like that.
Donger?
Donger.
Donger's good.
Johnson?
But
Johnson?
You know what, Donger?
Funstick?
It's unfortunate for people who are called Johnson. Hello, Mrs. Johnson. Hello, Mrs. Penis. The same thing. You know, it's just offensive to those people. And there are a lot of people called Johnson. But anyway, it's starting to look like a gigantic Willy.
Okay.
Right? And people are complaining. I would have thought they would embrace that in Byron Bay. You know, they're very...
Well, you know...
It's 12 metres high.
Oh, okay. What does that look like? I mean, what colour is it?
I just told you.
Yeah, but what colour is it and what's it made out of?
It's made out of like a metal construction. It's all silver at the moment, and it just looks like a long shaft of steel.
A shaft of steel. Shaft of steel.
I think there'd be a few guys that would like themselves to be known as Shaft of Steel.
I think I've seen that film. No, but this is the point. The artist has come out and said, listen, folks, just relax, chill. Chill out. It's not finished yet. It's going to be a bird. A dicky bird. I don't know.
Or a cockerel.
A cockerel, yes. Very good. See, you can use these words very cleverly. But I he says it's not going to be a big dildo, but why not? Sorry, did I say...
Yeah, you're not supposed to say dildo? That, but anyway, keep moving.
Is that not acceptable?
Keep moving.
Okay, right. You know... I embrace that idea. I think why, because we got the big banana, the big merino, and the big merino you enter through the anus. Mm. I mean, you know, it's terrible. Why not have the big, in Byron Bay, the big, gigantic, you use the word.
No, I'm not using the word.
What? No, we'll use a
proper. No.
Willy, big Willy, is that
the
right?
The big gigantic Willy.
The big gigantic Willy, that's right. Sorry to all the people called Willy.
What a way to start your day. Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
So you're back in the dating scene?
I am, unfortunately. But
well, no, you're having
fun. It's a bit
of fun,
yeah.
Bit of fun.
Bit of fun, but it's also, you
bit
know.
Bit of a surprise. You never know what you're going
to
get.
You don't know what you're going to get. That's didn't right. expect to be dating again at the age of 46, but
why
there
not?
You go.
46 is young.
I don't know. I just thought my life would be a little different to this, but it's okay. I'm embracing it. I'm embracing the change. I'm embracing the fun.
Oh, yeah?
And the new experiences.
How did you imagine? Did you imagine you'd be like in the country with seven children?
I just imagined
children?
That I'd be, you know, just happily partnered off.
Partnered off.
What you know, you like? Happily just
you're
living my life.
You're not a cocker spaniel.
Well, no, I'm not. Off.
But this is the thing. People see it as breeding. You know, they're just like, they have to find someone. It's
well, I did my breeding. That's all done and dusted. Now I just want a friend.
Oh, yeah. I haven't done
with
the
benefits.
Breeding. Well, I'm friends. Well, I can't guarantee you any benefits.
No, there'll be no benefits.
No, well, I can't. That function.
There's not many benefits in being your friend.
No, not many. But a lot of disadvantages.
Yeah.
A lot of risks. You know, but, you know, you have to really like me to hang around.
Mm.
But, look, this guy is an American guy. He's traveling the world to find partners for his sons.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Is there anything more embarrassing or demeaning to the sons than your dad saying, I'll find you, lady.
I'll find you someone.
You just leave it to me, son. You don't have to do anything. He's an American guy, and I'm guessing he's obnoxious because he's American. He probably talks very loudly.
Yeah.
And so he's in New Zealand right now. He's got three boys, and he's put an ad in the paper saying, my boys are very well groomed, they're intelligent, they're handsome, and they're well traveled. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're looking for some possible New Zealand ladies to be attached to them. And he says in his letter, he says, we've been to Europe, Australia, and Japan and couldn't find anyone.
Wow. Wow.
God.
Okay, so they've resorted to New Zealand. They're really scraping the bottom of the barrel now.
Yeah. And
New Zealand.
You know it's true. I mean, the next thing, if he fails in New Zealand, he's going to resort to going to Adelaide.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's time for Space News.
It's news from space.
It's the final space news for 2018. I know there'll be more space news for you next year as well, and I'll be bringing it to you. I'll be hard-hitting, bringing you the details of things as they happen.
As long as there is space, Mandy will bring you space news.
Correct.
Once space is finished.
Question for you, Sally.
Yes.
Best planet in the solar system. Which one?
Well, that would have to be from a comedian's perspective. You can't go past Uranus. Hey?
I knew you were going to say it.
You can't. Well,
is that your favourite?
Well, it's a favourite because it gets a giggle from people.
What's your favourite planet, Widow?
Pluto, only because everyone treats Pluto so badly now, and I feel sorry for Pluto.
You feel sorry for Pluto.
Pluto
needs
some love.
Planet, mate.
I know,
He's not even in the solar system anymore. Yeah. So.
What about our own planet Earth? Have we forgotten?
Oh, no, Earth's pretty cool. But as far as admiring the planets, you can't go past Saturn. It's got the rings. It's the most interesting planet, right? Because it's got all those rings going around it.
So Uranus doesn't have the rings. No, I'm just asking.
No, it's got one ring.
It's got one ring.
Yeah. No, Uranus actually used to have a lot of rings like Saturn, as did Neptune, okay? So I will tell you that those planets swallowed those icy rings.
They swallowed the
rings. And that is exactly what's happened to...
So Uranus's ring's been swallowed. Is that what you're saying? No, I'm just
saying that Uranus used to have rings and they have been swallowed by the...
But Widows informs me that it only has one ring now.
No, it's got none now.
It's got
have
no
one.
Rings.
No,
it's
rings.
Got no rings now.
It's ringless.
It's ringless.
Uranus is ringless.
That's right.
And so I never said that sentence before.
NASA has now confirmed that Saturn's rings are disappearing. And this is sad news because I think that it's beautiful. The rings are beautiful. You can see them,
you
know,
see them?
Through the telescope. And I've seen Saturn's rings through the telescope. It's amazing, amazing stuff. But yeah, so they are disappearing and Saturn will swallow all of those icy bits that make up the rings. Oh. It's going to take 300 million years. So I think we're good for a little while. So we can admire Saturn's rings for a little while. But in 300 million years, Saturn's just going to look like every other planet.
Write that in your diaries, folks.
Okay,
it's going to
be
a sad day.
So, yeah, 300 million years from now.
You never know. We might.
Hopefully we'll still be around, the Earth, that is, and we wouldn't have destroyed it all by then.
Yeah.
Or maybe we would have all died out and the second crop of humans will be coming through, you know, from the lizards and growing out of the amoeba of the swamps.
Imagine if we do that and Elton John's still doing his farewell tour.
TGO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
I have met some nice Americans in my time. Widow's wife. He's a lovely person. In fact, I told her the other day, I thought you're Canadian because you seemed so decent.
So nice, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, friendly and you're not shooting at me. But I think the vast majority of Americans are a little bit crazy.
Well, it is a massive generalization to say that.
Well, generally speaking, most Americans are
crazy.
Very strange people who are dangerous and have guns. They love their guns.
They love their guns.
This guy was arrested after shooting at someone. He didn't kill him, which is good.
That's good news.
That's good news for the guy who was being shot at, for sure.
Exactly. Where were they?
They were in America, in Lewis and Clark County.
Lewis and Clark County. Do we know much
Superman.
About
Superman? Well, you know, Lewis and Clark.
Lois and Clark.
Oh, Lois and Clark. Sorry, Lois. Let's go.
It's Lewis and Clark. Okay, where is that? Montana. Montana.
Let's go with Montana. Where's Montana now? You're going to ask me.
Where's Montana?
It's in.
Widow's going to Google
it. It's in the south.
I say it's the Midwest.
Midwest.
Montana.
What street? What number?
What was the guy's name?
What was the guy's name?
Anyway,
full name?
It's important to get some of these details. Were they in the forest, for example?
Montana is in the northwest of the state. It's right next to Washington State.
There you go.
Next door to Washington State.
Okay, so they're in a forest and this guy gets shot at.
I'll draw you a map.
Okay.
Here we go. There he was shot, right? He was shot at, right? Mm-hmm. And when they arrested him, they said, "Why did you shoot at this gentleman?" And he said, "I thought it was Bigfoot." He thought it was Sasquatch.
Sasquatch. He said, "I don't target practice, but if I see something that looks like Bigfoot, I just shoot at it."
Well, you know, everything is a target if you got a gun.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and
that's amazing. So this guy survived, which is amazing.
Yeah, and
imagine that.
It wasn't Bigfoot. Apparently, it was like a rugby league tour, end of year tour on drunk. No. But if you did see Sasquatch. How do you say that?
Sasquatch.
Sasquatched.
Just say Bigfoot.
Do you play Sasquatch? No. But you would want to, why would you want to kill him
That's
anyway?
That's right. You'd want to say, "Hey, hi, we've been looking for you."
Yeah.
Where have you been hiding?
It's like this guy's bringing peace. Remember in The Simpsons? This guy's bringing peace. Let's kill him. And that's what it's like. Would you want to interview him, get him on Ellen DeGeneres and say, what's with the secrecy? What's with all the... Show us your big foot, and you know what big feet means.
Yeah, well, I was going to say there's quite a few Sasquatches on Tinder, let me tell you. No, not in a good way, okay? That wasn't meant to be a positive commentary.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Best of luck to the Mariners with the action at the F3 Derby this Saturday. It's a rumble with the neighbours, the Newcastle Jets. Family tickets, $40, adults, $20, and juniors are $10.
Mandy and Akmal's normal or nuts.
Look, let's just recap on some of the normal or nuts things that we've talked about over the last 12 months.
You remember them?
I remember some of them.
Wow.
What do you remember, Widow? I remember... There's been so many.
It's been radio so far.
Well, there was the swimming with taking your bathers off in the water when you're swimming. Mm-hmm. That was, we did Tuesday. Yep. Brushing your teeth with your eyes closed was another
one.
That
was a weird one.
Oh, that's what I do. So, careful. Judgment. Judgy.
Very weird. Look, we settled a lot of debates with normal or nuts.
We did.
Do you ever miss and, like, just, you know... brush your nose?
Sometimes I miss and then get, you know, the toothpaste up the cheek.
Up the cheek?
You know, that's all part of the experience.
Face cheek or?
Yeah, just,
yes. No, it's good.
So today, Central Coast, we'd love you to get involved. And we do have some Stardust Circus tickets. We've got Singo's Ham. We've got Mariners tickets.
Give.
13-27-10. Mm-hmm. Akmal, you're not aware of this question, but the question is, given it's your last show, is Akmal Sali normal or nuts?
But I'm normal.
Well,
I said that earlier. But
you did. You said that very early on in the year, and we thought,
But most, but I'm normal. Yes, but so you know, a lot of nuts people have said that. You know, usually in court after they've done terrible things.
Well, your quote that's written up here on the board is, just because there's someone crazier than you doesn't mean you're not crazy.
That's right.
And I do love that.
Yeah, yeah.
So ring right now. Tell us what you think. Is Akmal Sali normal or nuts? The last one for 2018, 13-27-10 is the number.
It really depends who you ask. You know, if you ask... You know, there's levels of crazy. It's degrees of crazy.
It is degrees of crazy.
50 shades of crazy.
That's you, my friend.
That's me.
Jason from Narara. Hi.
Jason.
Hi, how are you?
Fabulous. Good. What do you reckon, Jace? You've listened to this man all year. What do you think?
I think he's normal.
Thank you. Thank you, Jason.
What makes you say that, Jace?
Well, for someone who's pretty nuts, he's normal.
Okay, right. You reckon
I like that. That's a good quote.
For someone who's pretty nuts, he's normal. Yes. Love it, Jason. Thanks for the call. Merry Christmas. Let's go to Point Claire and Alicia.
Alicia.
Hello, Alicia.
One of our favourites.
Yep.
Morning, guys.
Hello, Alicia.
What do you reckon?
Hello, Akmal. It's not going to be the same without you. We're going to miss you, you know.
Mm. Oh, well, I'll miss you especially. But we can still hang out. We'll exchange numbers.
What do you reckon, Alicia? Normal or nuts?
Well, 40 is normal, but I still think Akmal is completely nuts, like all the best people are.
Yay! Well done, my friend. Nicely said. Love your work, Alicia. Yes. Have a wonderful Christmas. Thanks for being a part of the show this year.
Thank you.
Let's go to Warnervale. Glenn. Hi, Glenn.
Hi, Glenn.
Hello.
Now, Glenn.
Glenn sounds serious.
He sounds serious, and I like this about you, Glenn. You've joined Normal or Nuts. What do you think? Is Akmal
He's giving this some thought,
I can
tell.
Is he normal or nuts, Glenn?
He's completely normal, but politically incorrect.
Oh, yes.
I
and
like
some
that
people
proviso.
Consider that nuts, and it's not, it's, is it?
No, right.
Well done.
Glenn, thank you so much.
Thanks,
I'm going to send you to the Mariners, my friend. Stay there. Have a great Christmas. Kylie in Noraville, is Akmal normal or nuts?
Of course he's nuts, but we wouldn't have you any other way, Akmal.
Oh, I love that, Kylie.
Nuts are very good for you.
They
high,
are.
High
nuts
in protein.
Are good for you. Kylie, stay there. We're going to send you along to the Stardust Circus.
Thank you. And can I just say, my drive to Sydney is not going to be the same anymore, Akmal. We will all miss you.
Thanks, Kylie.
I'll do a private show for you. I'll just...
What, go and sit in the back seat of her car as she drives to Sydney?
Yeah, and I'll put on a radio voice.
Sounds great.
Oh, cheers, Chick. Have a great Christmas. Let's go to Jenny in Niagara Park. To finish this off, we've got two normal and two nuts. Jenny, it's all down to you, my friend. Is Akmal Sali normal or nuts?
Well, g'day.
Hello.
He's totally refreshing and define normal. Come on, guys, and look at the votes.
Exactly.
Craziness is normal in this politically correct world. So,
That's right.
Go Akmal, it's not going to be the same without you, mate.
Oh, thank you.
I listen to you for your craziness, mate.
Yes.
Freaking normal.
Yeah. Okay, normal. Wow. I cannot believe this. But in the final Normal or Nuts of 2018, the Central Coast have voted. And in fact, Akmal Sali, you are...
That's normal.
Wow. Yes.
Well, I try to tell you.
Your special kind of crazy is normal, my friend.
You can't. You know, orange is the new black and crazy is the new normal.
breakfast. Jenny, we're going to send you a ham from Singo's, my friend. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Jenny.
Oh, thank you. Merry Christmas to you guys. Love you heaps. Thank
okay.
you.
See bye you, bye.
What a way to start your day. Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Bill Bailey was a highlight this year. Yes. We spoke to him. Of course, you know him from Black Books.
Mm-hmm.
He's an
incredible comic genius.
Comic genius, but also yes. been in a whole heap of things. He's an environmentalist and he's also an avid bird watcher. This is what we had to talk to him about.
I saw you saying that your favourite Australian bird is a magpie.
Yes. Right?
And that's because you don't live here.
Yes. That's true.
Do you know that we have huge problems with them swooping? Have you?
Yes, I do. But that's purely behaviour, isn't it, when people get too close to the nests? I blame the people.
I don't know about that, Bill. I really think they're vindictive. And it's totally unprovoked. They always attack me.
No, mate, listen, it's entirely behavioural. Okay. People are going too close to their nests. They should be more respectful of the magpies. And also, magpies are smart because they're part of the corvid family, the crows.
Yeah.
And they're really, really intelligent. And the studies have shown they recognise individuals' faces. So
really?
You might be right that they are vindictive.
I knew it.
They recognise your face, Akmal. That's what it
they're is. They're prejudiced. I only took two of their babies. God, they're precious.
Yeah, they never forget. Yeah. You cross a magpie once, that's it.
Oh, yeah.
I want to know, what's the ugliest bird? Do you have a thing for ugly birds? Because I saw your Twitter account and you had you had a photo with a vulture.
I've got to say, they're unloved. but you know what? I've got a bit of a feeling for them. I like the underdog. I'm always one for that. And the vulture's got a bit of a bad press. It's always seen in films when there's death circling. The vultures are circling. But they do a great job, you know. They're nature's bin men. So,
the other bird that's a bin thing is the ibis. Have you come across many of the ibis in Sydney?
Indeed, yes, I have. I guess they're pretty unloved as well. They're scoundrels, really. They're rascals. Mm. I've had one steal a bit of a panini off me. So,
it was an Italian one.
Yeah, that's right.
Have you ever seen a cassowary in the wild?
No.
Oh,
no. I'd love to.
If you're going to Cairns, promise me you'll go up into the Daintree and you'll see a cassowary. They're the most surreal looking animals and
prehistoric looking.
Yeah.
They are the most preposterous looking things. I always, when I've seen them in zoos and then they just, they've got this sort of slightly stunned look on their face. Like, I always think that if this is me anthropomorphizing, obviously, but I think that they look so ridiculous with these sort of huge claws, these enormous, like this bony cask on top of their head, all this ridiculous plumage. They look like as if they're saying, how the hell am I still here? Why have I not gone extinct?
How
have I survived?
I knew there was a reason why I related to the cassowary.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly how I feel.
But look, birds are, I think, the last of the dinosaurs, aren't they? Is that?
That's true. That's very much very true. They're living dinosaurs. They are, they've been around the longest. They inhabit every part of the earth, so they're the nearest we can get to one.
I love the fact that you're into nature and you do so much for the environment, and I did see that a few years ago you got an honorary doctorate for your work
in
the
correct.
Environment. Do you make your friends call you doctor?
I do, yeah.
That's
I
great.
Insist on that at all times. Even just people, random strangers in shops, just go, sorry, I'm a doctor, sorry. But yes, it was a great honour. It was a great thrill, actually. It was a wonderful day, and it's something really which is quite poignant for me because I never pursued my academic career. I sort of bailed out and went for the bright lights of showbiz.
Yeah.
But actually, if I have any regrets, it's that I didn't pursue an academic.
What would you have done?
Well, I don't know. I mean, all manner of things. Probably English literature, maybe history, sort of social history, maybe zoology. I don't know. It's something which, when you're young, you're reckless and, you're in a hurry and you want to get on. And in 3 years or 4 or 5 years seems an age, an eon.
Yeah.
So you want to get out and see the world. But these days, those fly by so quickly.
But also, I think comedians have a very difficult time at focusing and concentrating. They don't have that discipline that's required.
You know, Akmal, a comedian, don't you?
Not of your stature.
I'm just I just drifted off there a minute there.
I can't remember what I was saying.
You know what? He actually literally climbs the walls in the studio during our breakfast show. His attention span is that of a goldfish.
No, because I have family that are mostly doctors. doctors, and some of them are even registered.
That's good.
Yeah, you know, there were a couple of them who just had a go. They didn't want to do the work, and they pretended to be a doctor by just buying a white jacket and a stethoscope. That's actually true. That's not a joke.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, people are very impressed by that sort of thing. You
absolutely.
Know,
showing
you can
initiative.
Go a long way. Yeah.
And look, you became a doctor without any of the hard work, so good for you. That's awesome.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. Actually, all it was just whimsy, purveying jokes around the world.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Fantastic. Time for a quick dip in the ocean before lunch and, wait.
Yes, you have to wait.
Well, I know. How many sleeps is it?
Four.
Four sleeps. It's getting exciting. Now, as a team, we've decided to give each other a few little presents. So, okay, Widow's
I've got some. That's for you, Mandy.
That's massive.
That's for you, Akmal. Al, this one's for you. There you go. Rip into them quick.
Rip into them quick.
Now, Mandy, yours is because you're a single lady and you're a very good-looking single lady.
Oh, thank
you. Going to have to beat the guys off with a big stick. So I've given you a cricket bat to just keep them at bay.
I'm going to put that under my bed as well, as it's a bit of weapon.
Mandy, it's not battery operated.
Oh, Akmal, I'm just saying. Keep it clean, my friend.
Oh, it is clean. It's just
and Al, you've got a, what do you call those things? A hand gripper, like to strengthen your hand for your Tinder when you're on Tinder.
Oh, you need to strengthen your fingers while you're on Tinder.
Oh, I need this in my life right now.
Yeah. Because it's going to improve your Tinder game. It's going to make your hand stronger.
What about you? What did you get?
I need something to make my hand stronger.
Well, your brain stronger. What did you get from Widow?
Oh, I got a desktop ping pong.
Oh, because you know what? The funny thing is that we've been doing a ping pong competition here at 2GO, and Akmal Sally, out of nowhere, has been blitzing everybody.
It's been a demolition, basically. And even the bosses, everyone who played me, I'm going to leave 2GO the undisputed heavyweight champion of ping pong.
He beat me yesterday 21-3.
Yeah, here's some presents for you two. Now, these are special ones for both of you. We'll go with you, Widow, first.
Oh, it's a tin of Milo. Oh, and it says Widow on it.
Yeah.
It's got personalised Milo tin for you, my friend.
And it's got bacon in it as well.
And what did you get, Akmal?
I got Jesus soap.
Yeah, this is to wash away your sins. It's a soap in the shape of Jesus, because I know you've talked about Jesus a lot on the radio this year, well, I thought you could wash your sins away.
And it's Jesus' birthday.
That's right.
Well, can I wash my naughty bits?
You can wash your naughty bits with Jesus.
No, I wouldn't feel...
What does the devil say on the front cover there?
The devil says, don't wash your naughty bits. No, it says, what does it say?
The devil says, it's that good, even I use it. Oh, you can be as bad as you want all day and then wash away your sins with the Jesus soap.
Nice.
That's brilliant. And, you know, you're going to hell, you know that. But that's all right.
Akmal, do you have anything? What are we doing?
Oh, okay. Well, look, I wasn't, because we're not, you know, I don't come from.
You gave me a mango tree. It's all good.
A mango tree, exactly. What else do you want? Jeez, people are greedy these days. What have you done for me lately? Look, the thing is, I was a bit pressured, you know, under pressure to bring gifts because I know you people love giving gifts and, you know. So I walked around the office and there are some pretty amazing gifts here that no one is using. They just left. No one is
They're on people's desks for a reason.
No.
You can't give us somebody else's gift.
Why not?
Oh, my God.
Look.
What do we have? What do we got?
Well, it's a win-win because...
He's given me a box with wine and...
Yes.
This is not mine. Huh? This has got, like...
Yes.
Jams and coffee and... No, I'm not taking this. This is somebody else's.
It's got Peter Yamorelis, his name on it, and it's striped out.
That's the boss.
And Mandy's name has been written.
May I say, his office was locked.
Did you take the boss's presents?
I have friends.
What's this? Oh, I've got some wine and some cheese and nibblies.
It's not the boss.
Thanks, Yamo.
First of all, the boss is ethnic. He's not even from this country. Secondly, he's not in this country. He's in Greece. You know, giving money to his people.
Oh, righto.
You know what I'm saying?
Have you got a gift for the Central Coast, Akmal? That's what I want to know. Have you got anything planned?
Look, the thing is, Christmas is a time to buy stuff and, you know, and give stuff and all that. Yes, I understand. But I'm going to give the Central Coast something that cannot be bought at Myer or Erin Affair
When are we doing that?
I'm going to give Sally's special advice to the Central Coast.
Oh.
Take it or leave it, but I'm going to leave you with something that will last you. You know, they say,
Uncle
Lackey's
going to leave us with some wise words.
Well, you know, they say, teacher, you know, give a man a fish and he'll eat for a day and teach him to fish, And I'm going to teach the coast to fish.
Okay, great. Okay.
Not literally.
Awesome.
Akmal's fishing tips coming up next hour?
I think so.
Cool. You don't want to miss
this. 2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
Join the conversation on 13, 20, 7, 10. Mm. We can send you along to the Red Hot Summer Tour. See Susie Quattro, the Angels. They're coming to the Red Hot Summer Tour 2019. Tickets on sale now. Ticketmaster.com.
Yeah, get involved with the convo. Obviously, a lot of us copped a battering yesterday with the hailstorm. We got Mickey D in the studio with us.
Oh, hello, Mickey.
Wow. Where were you when the storm hit?
Well, I went down to Sydney. I was going to Sydney yesterday afternoon. I left here at 4:30. Thought I'd go down to Des Moines to see my sister and my brother. Say good day. Go over the Hawkesbury on the other side. And then bang. Just bang, 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 and they were cricket ball size. People were pulling over the side of the M1. It was horrendous. Mm. And I think my poor extra, which I love to death, and it's got no marks on it,
it does now.
It is peppered. The windshield is cracked. The bonnet guard is falling off. The headlight protectors are all shattered.
Wow.
So
that would have been extremely frightening on the M1 that.
Yeah, I have a dash cam. And I thought, oh, this is going to make a great video. Got it home.
Yeah.
Pulled out the little SD card and realised it hasn't been recording since 2016.
Oh, yeah.
No. So I went, oh.
Mickey D,
ripped off.
What are you going to say? You left the lens cap on or something?
No, not that.
No. There are certain things that he erased that should not be seen by anyone.
All those other incidents.
I understand. You've had a tough year.
It's been tough.
You've had all sorts of ailments, and you've had operations, and you've been involved with
scandals.
A lot of scandals. But you've come through it.
I'm still here. I'm still standing, as Elton John would say.
And the final hurdle was this crazy storm. I had a hailstone the size of my palm, and they were coming down so thick and fast. They smashed my solar hot water system on my roof, which is basically glass tubes. So all I could hear was glass breaking and these enormous things hitting the roof. It was like Armageddon.
The thing I could think about yesterday, it was like those American storm chaser videos. You know, when you see them chasing tornadoes and the windshield just suddenly goes cracks and the hail's coming out.
So if you had your camera on, you could have sold them that footage.
I could have, but
you'd had it off. It doesn't matter.
Look, I'm going to get a new one.
Pictures going around the coast on Facebook at the moment of parked cars at Erin Affair and places like
whole
that.
Whole windscreens smashed out. Whole windscreens just completely out.
Mickey D, I have to ask you, are you insured against acts of God?
Yes, I am.
Because that was an act of God, a vindictive act of God.
I sat there and I had my fist clenched. I said, why did you do this to me?
And then you got struck by lightning.
I know.
It happens.
I'm a bit charred.
Thank you.
Well, we're glad you're okay. We're glad you didn't have an accident, because it could have happened. It was scary.
All the best, mate, too.
Thank you, Mickey D.
It's been
D.
a great year.
It's been a fantastic year. Mickey always comes in after the carnage.
Yes.
And picks up the studio. Pieces.
Takes all the mugs to the kitchen.
I spray Glen 20 around.
And he comes in and says, who left this bloody mess? And I always say, Mandy did.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO. Yes.
So we've got someone in the studio with us. It's the lovely Steph Penrose. Hello.
Hello. How
Steph.
Are you?
Lovely to have you aboard. Speak nice and close to that microphone. Now, you are taking part in a competition called the Toyota Star Maker.
That is right.
Now, this is for performance artists, singers.
Yeah, so more of so country artists.
Okay.
So anyone who's like in the industry, I guess.
So what's it called again? It's called the
Toyota Star Maker.
Now, be careful. It could be just some dodgy guy saying, I'll make you a star in the back of my Toyota.
Okay, yeah. Well, hopefully that's not the case.
Be careful.
It's been going for 40 years, so you'd hope not.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. Well, you're one of 10 finalists, so congratulations. That is amazing. Now, Steph works here at 2GO, sort of behind the scenes in the fun and games department.
She's very talented.
Very talented
that's what I meant,
indeed. So what do you win if you win the Toyota Star Maker?
Oh, you win a heap of prizes. I think the main one is you win a brand new Toyota. It's a RAV4, or they change it throughout the year. And a fuel card, so you can go touring all over Australia with it and performing at some of the biggest festivals with like guaranteed spots on that. You get a trip to America thanks to like Chris Watson Travel and heaps of other sponsors along board.
Yeah, okay.
You get and what's his name? Kernaghan.
Lee Kernaghan.
You get Lee Kernaghan to keep.
He won it. Well, it got Keith Urban to America. So
did it?
Did it really?
That's what Keith won and got over there.
Right.
He won Nicole Kidman. That was the prize.
I was going to say you're going to get Lee Kernaghan to be your roadie or something.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that's what I
mean. So you've come in because you've got a special something for Akmal.
I do.
Oh, all right.
I'm very touched.
See if you can hear that. We're sad to see you go, Akmal.
Thank you.
But This one's for you. Hey, true blue, is it me and you? Is it mom and dad? Is it a cockatoo? Is it standing by your mate when he's in a fight? Or just fed your mind? True blue, true blue is you.
Yay!
Yes.
Amazing.
Oh my God. Such a beautiful voice there.
It's finally a joy to hear that song done properly.
I know. We finished the year with a beautiful version of that song. Yeah, thank you so much. All the best for the competition. You know, I think you should win it.
John Williamson will be turning on his grave.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Steph. All the best for the Toyota Star Maker. Thank we really you wish so you all the best and hope that you win. So
Thank you, Steph.
No See worries, you then. Yes. Bye.
It's a kangaroo or a didgeridoo. But it's more Vegemite.
What a way to start your day. Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Look, we are coming up to the end of the show. Can I just say it has been an absolute pleasure to work with you all this year, this team. Alan, you're amazing. Our producer, Widow, incredible, trying to keep this crazy circus on track all year. You've done an outstanding job.
It's selfless fun. Job. And Alan also is even more selfless.
You guys are the heroes of the show.
You don't even hear him.
Me and Akmal, we're just the ones that stand here crapping on.
Yeah, we crap on. And, we think Alan works so hard and you don't hear his voice. And then we had him here once and we thought, that's why we don't have him here.
That's why we don't have his voice on here.
I'm joking.
I'm walking out. Bye.
I hate him because he's handsome and tall and he has a full head of hair.
Yes.
It's just not a fair world.
It's not a fair world.
All right.
But it has been really remarkable to work with you. You've taught me a lot, Akmal. I love that you work to the beat of your own drum.
I've taught you
two Arabic
words.
You haven't opened your emails once. You know, you've really shown us the way when it comes to chaos.
My message to you, people here at 2GO, is do as little as possible. Mm-hmm. Get away with it if you can.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone else can do your job for you, then let them do it. Now,
you've got a message for the Central Coast as well before you leave for the final time.
This is my Christmas gift to the Central Coast. Some of you may not like it. Some of you will. Some of you may take this with you. Some will ignore it. This is my advice. I'm an old man. So I feel I've been, I'm Egyptian as well. So I have thousands of years of wisdom.
Knowledge, yeah.
Wisdom and knowledge. Okay. Yeah. So the first thing is, having said that, I'm going to quote someone else.
Okay.
The first thing is be yourself because everyone else is taken. Mm-hmm. That was Oscar Wilde. He said that. We'll move on from that because it's important to be yourself. And if people don't like you, then what do they know?
Yeah.
You don't need people.
You don't need them.
Forget it.
Exactly.
The other thing is lower your expectation.
Okay.
Don't forget to lower your – don't ask for too much and you'll be really happy. It's only the most miserable people are these ambitious people who've got ambitions and they want to go and do this and buy this and you don't need it.
You don't need it.
Just have your basics taken. Keep it simple. Lower your expectations. It's like when you go and see a movie and everyone raves about it, Black Panther. Biggest piece of shit I've ever seen. Right? Oh, mate, you got to see it. It's here. If no one had said anything and
I do agree with you there.
You see what I'm saying?
Lower your expectations.
Exactly.
Okay, great work.
Okay, third bit of advice, be silly. Don't forget to be silly like children, right? Like I've been doing this. Christmas is a great time to do this. If you choose to do this, you can make up your own. It's hot and people are desperate for parking, right? I know this. And I get great joy from just walking around the car park with my keys visible and just take them around the block a few times until they realize by the third time around the block, this idiot's not parking anyway.
Oh, I
just
walk
with his keys.
Do you actually do that?
I did that, And of course, one of my favorites is you stop and ask someone for directions. And just before they tell you, you drive off and laugh your head off. Your day's been... Look, it's silly. I understand it's juvenile, but that's the joy of life is being silly and juvenile, okay? And so stop whinging about your situation. Get on with your life. Pick up. Look, some of you will have terrible Christmases. So, that's how if you perceive it that way, some of you will have Christmas on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Don't whinge. At least you're not in a bad relationship. You're not living with a psychopath.
Correct.
You could be
sharing. You're not dead.
You're not dead. You're still alive. You could be having Christmas with Ivan Milat.
Oh.
You're not going to sleep well.
No.
So enjoy your time alone. you know, some of you may be in hospital. Some of you may have lost a leg this Christmas. Don't whinge about it. You've got one good leg.
Correct.
And if you lost both legs, at least you're still living and you live in the greatest country in the world. So shut up and get on with your life.
It's great advice, Akmal. I'm loving
and
this.
And basically, this is my message to you, if I can encapsulate it in song. I'm not going to sing myself, but this is my message to the Central Coast. Merry Christmas.
Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. And
always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the bright side of life.
For life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your scene, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow.
So always look on the bright side of death. Draw your terminal breath. Life's a piece of shit when you look at it. Life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true. You'll see it's all a show. Keep them laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh is on you. And
always look on the bright side of life. Look on the right side of life.
Come on, Brian, cheer up.
Always look on the right side of life. Always look on the right side of life.
Worst things happen to see, you know.
Always look on the right side.
Then what you got to lose? You know, you come from nothing. Are you lost? Nothing!
Look on the right side of life.
Nothing will come from nothing, you know what I say?
Always
cheer up, you old bugger. Come on, give us a quiz. There you are. See? It's the end of the film. Incidentally, this record's available
always
in the foyer.
Look on the right.
Some of us got to live as well, you know. Birding, I said, they'll never make that money back.
Wake up with Mandy and Akmal live from 5:30 weekdays on 107.7 2GO or catch up anytime via the 2GO app.